Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680. It is Saturday. That means the philosopher is with us, and that is Javier Lopez, as we get the scoop on what's going on in baseball. Boy, one of the hot topics this week is barriers and netting. In other words, you have the net behind home plate for the screen. They want to extend it down past the dugout for the safety of fans. The bats explode, but more importantly, the ball is going into the stands pretty quickly. We now have a generation of fans who look at their cell phones during the game. They may not be watching the game all the time. Ball players have weighed in on this. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a smart thing to do. Obviously, again, guys are getting bigger, stronger, faster. Equipment's getting a little more refined, and you know, you can whittle a bat any way you like nowadays. It's not like it used to be where you're swinging a 40-ounce, 40-inch bat. I mean, you guys are getting the weights and things that they want, which are going to be a lot of, they're going to break easy, and that's definitely a weapon when it's flying out into the stands. I mean, you watch all the stat casts with home runs going out at 105 miles an hour, 115. I mean, the bat heads are flying into the seats like that, and I think it's something that needs to be addressed. Obviously, you know, as a father now, and you know, when my family comes to the game, I make sure they're behind the screens, and if there's an opportunity to do that, because you know, it just takes one bat, one ball to change a life, and you don't want that to happen.
You've been in the game a long time, Javier Lopez, with us. Have you seen a change in bats from the time that you broke in, coming out of the University of Virginia, to where we are today?
I think the only thing I've really seen is the guys that take, basically right when you get drafted, you get the M110s or the C270, 273s or 271s and 243s, and that's just a typical model. And now you're seeing those guys take that a specific barrel from a bat and change it to a different handle from another bat that they like, and being able to modify it like that. I mean, obviously, guys are going to swing, and you have more things available to you at a big league level as you do as in the minors. But you know, guys are starting to modify the bats the way they want it, and you know, like I said, that's something that's a bit of a concern at times when as a pitcher you execute a pitch and you know you break one of those finely tuned machines, it's gonna come at you pretty hard.
Yeah, has that happened to you yet? Have you had a bat come back at you? And if you did, how did you react to it?
I did, actually. I was 2005. I was facing Brian Giles. I was pitching for the Diamondbacks at the time, and I threw a fastball up and in. He swung. The whole barrel came and drilled me right in the leg.
Really?
Right on the side of the thigh. And I was pitching so well for the Diamondbacks at the time that nobody even bothered coming out to check on me. I think we were up or down by 15 at the time. So, you know, it was one of those things. It's you know, it's always in the back of a pitcher's mind. Obviously, a ball getting hit back to you or a bat or something like that. But, you know, fortunately enough, I got the good end of the bat. I got the barrel hitting me in the thigh as opposed to one of the frayed pieces.
Well, I remember, I forget it was for the Cubs. Tyler Colvin, wasn't it? With the Marlins, remember?
Colvin got hit when he was on deck, I believe. He got one. Yeah, it got him in the chest.
That's right.
And I'm trying to think the pitcher. It'll come to me. He was a Texas Ranger starter, and he got hit. Comebacker got him in the forearm, and that ended his career, or his season. And it'll come to me by the time we're done with this interview, I think.
Well, the other part is the ball going into the stands. And look, baseball's been around 150 years. The ball has been a foul ball going into the stands, you know, for forever. What is it now? Is it just going in quickly, or fans just not paying attention? Or because, really, it's been the same game for so long.
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think it's a little bit. Rick Helling is who I was thinking of right there. It's a little bit of everything, I think. Obviously, we're getting to a new phase of ballparks where, you know, I didn't spend a lot of time in older parks. The oldest park I got to go to is Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. And, you know, everybody's getting closer to the field. You want to be more fan-friendly. You're bringing less and less foul territory now into play. And obviously, again, like you said, the technology is a big deal. People want that instant gratification right there on their phones. And, you know, I think Atlanta does a great job with it, and the New York Yankees do a great job, but definitely during batting practice, that's something that needs to be done. I think all across baseball, they have the foul, they have the nets going all the way down the lines, because the first couple rounds of these guys are working in the cage, you're trying to go the other way, and a lot of the balls end up in the seats right along that, and all those fans are just screaming trying to get the baseballs. So, you know, I think a little bit of everything is probably coming into that, but you know, I think taking away a lot of the foul territory is really adding a lot to the balls flying into the stands.
Yeah, they also talk about like sitting in the exit row of an airplane. Now, when you sit down, the usher is going to come down and explain to you, hey, listen, you're sitting here, you better be ready, because someone's got to be put on notice. So being a lawyer, I'll just say everyone's on notice, and you got to be careful. So that's the issue this week. That is what came up this week. Also, Bob Klapisch, you know, one of the writers, you know him back in New York, wrote a big story today about the computerized strike zone with the umpire and all that. And again, Eric Burns was over in San Rafael at an independent league game watching it. I saw it on TV the way it happened. It was instantaneous. Talked to a lot of pitchers about it. Very varied opinions. I don't know if you and I have touched on this, but what do you think about it?
Well, we touched on it a little bit ago. It was it's one of those things, again, where I like the human element. I do think it keeps the authenticity of baseball. It keeps the way it's the tradition and the legacy that this game, great game, has developed. And obviously, again, you know, if the technology is there, why wouldn't you use it? And I understand the case. I understand that argument. But it's tough. It's tough. And I can only imagine it's tough as a pitcher or as a position player to not be able to yell at anybody when there's an issue. You know, you need to take out your frustration on somebody, and that's what we touched on, is that we are entertainers. We're trying to perform. We're trying to play a game, and it's always nice to have a villain card that you can play, and that always being the umpire. And when that gets taken away from you, who gets it then? You know, it's one of those things, again, where as a pitcher, if I was able to do this, if I was like Greg Maddux with command or something, and I was able to nick a corner where I knew that the hitter would constantly think that's a ball, but I'm hitting that strike, if I was able to operate in that one zone the whole time, I mean, that's obviously something that would be to my advantage. And, you know, so it does have its pros and cons. I understand it, but I'm just more of a purist in that regard, that I'd like to see the human element.
Yeah, players have said that to me. I mean, it's interesting, because I thought maybe they'd go the other way, but most players say what you say. And you used a good word, villain, and that's why you're the philosopher. We have a villain in the drama, in the soap opera, and the umpires sometimes become that way. All right, it is stretch time, and you and I are going down the stretch here again. September's right around the corner. The Dodgers are coming up next week. You got a lot of injuries on this team. You tell me, what do you see so far?
Well, I see us, it's kind of like next, it's not so much next man up, because again, we are 25 guys, and you know, in football you can have 53 on a roster, you know, so you can do next man up there. Here it's almost like just an attrition thing, and guys are coming up and doing the job. I mean, Kelby's been doing his thing, and Perez has come back and hit the ball well, played solid defense for us, and I see us just kind of staying pat till some of these bodies come back, and I think that's going to pay off come hopefully end of the month and end of the playoffs, where these guys won't be as shocked and as bothered with the situations that might be called upon them. There's going to be plenty of call-ups, I'm sure, as there is every September, but we're getting a lot of call-ups that already have experience, which I think is going to be a benefit as we continue down this race.
Somebody said on one of the columns that there are 200 new players made a major league debut in this season out of the 750. That's almost a third of the league. Now, you're a veteran. You look out there and you see these young kids. You saw Schwarber, and he got you, and you got him a couple of times. But you're looking at people, you don't really know who they are, but boy, they come up here, they swing the bat.
They do, and I think that's a credit to the coaches all around the game, not only at the professional level, but even in the amateur ranks, where, you know, a lot of guys are coming up and getting drafted and have very solid, compact swings. A lot of them swing for power. You see a lot of pitchers with very, very refined mechanics, and you know, when I was coming up, it's however you delivered was how you delivered, as long as you're throwing the ball over the plate. And you know, you're seeing guys that grow up kind of quick, and to have 200, it goes to show how tough this game is to keep so many people healthy and able to play at this level for 162 games. It's not easy, and I think you're starting to notice that now. And you know, you're seeing it with our own club here, with I think the travel, day night games, changing time zones, trying to do all the things and keep your body in check, it becomes difficult later on in the season.
But now you're heading into September. Now you've been before, you got all the World Series experience. Going down the stretch, they come. It's old Fred Capicella at the Kentucky Derby. Here they come. There's just something, you get through August, there's just something about getting invigorated as soon as you see September.
There is, and that's the ultimate goal. Is it's always, we've touched on this many times, if you want to play meaningful games in September, we put ourselves in a position to do that, and we have 7 big games left against the Dodgers, and again, they're up 2.5 on us right now, and whatever the case might be when we face them head on, we're putting ourselves in that position to have a chance to do something, and we do benefit from really just taking one more long trip, a 10-day roadie coming up, but even that's on the West Coast, so we're staying in the same time zone now. We don't have any more East Coast trips. All that stuff is done. Check that box off. You know, we come back and we have to play the A's again, but again, that's everybody gets to sleep in their own beds and stay at home and just go over to Oakland. So, you know, everything is kind of turning in our favor, and I think if we get the bodies back, which we should be getting back, I like our chances as good as anybody.
How do you like Madison Bumgarner, what he's doing?
Well, I think Madison just continues to impress. He continues to show you that, you know, the guys, he's built a little bit differently than most other guys. You know, everybody's instantly trying to knock him for throwing the 50-plus innings in the postseason, and he's not going to have it, and he's running out of gas. But, you know, he's young and strong, and not only that, but he provides a presence in the lineup when he's pitching. At the plate, you know, he's a guy that can do damage. He can hit. Yeah, he's a dynamic player, and I think he just continues to impress, and he continues to open more eyes across the country. We know what he can do here, but it's nice when he can do that, and people will get to see it on the East Coast.
There's a guy on the staff, Ryan Vogelsong. He starts, he relieves, he just comes out and 38 years old, just takes the ball and does what he's supposed to do. What do you think of Vogelsong?
Yeah, well, while old and dangerous behind the wheel, he still serves a purpose, and I think that's what's important. You know, he's been able to come in and keep a, well, I shouldn't say a smile on his face, but he has a positive energy, and he wants the ball, and that's all you really want. You want a guy that wants the ball, and regardless of the innings, outs, or situations, he wants it, and that's, you see the guys play defense behind him, they rally around that kind of stuff. You feed off your starting pitcher, and I think he's proven that in his time as a Giant.
Let me ask Ryan Vogelsong, when there's a tough lefty up and you see Javier Lopez come in, do you get nervous?
There's a feeling, but nervous isn't it. If there's a guy I want coming in to face a lefty, it's definitely Mr. Javier Lopez.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, you got a good endorsement for you, for the philosopher. All right, Ryan, come here a second, Ryan. I want to ask you one question. Going down the stretch, and Javier just touched on, as soon as the calendar goes into September, baseball looks different.
Yeah, it's a fun time of year, you know, especially when you're in a pennant race. I've been on the other side of the fence where September isn't so much fun, but so when you have seasons like that and you get in a season like this where we've been in the last couple of years, September's fun, man. It feels like playoff baseball every night, and yeah, there's not a better feeling in the game than being able to go out and compete in those situations. And I've said it many times, it's what you grow up thinking about, and you know, I feel like this team really rallies around those feelings.
Yeah, well, I'll say it again. You don't look at the names, just look at the box score, look at the play-by-play. You guys have guys that come up and they're ready to play baseball. I think that's maybe the most interesting thing I've seen over the last few weeks. You have guys come up and there's no drop-off. You're ready to play baseball.
Oh, it's still me or is it Javi?
I'm going to give you one more.
Oh, it's still me? Yeah, it's good. You know, it's good to see guys come up here and contribute. You know, Kelby's been doing a great job. And, you know, Juan's had some big hits since he's been here. And, you know, you look back to last year and the run we had in the playoffs. You know, I've told you before, you could look at the roster and pick out one thing that a guy did to help us win a ball game, you know, all the way through the postseason. And it's kind of run over into this year. And, you know, it's not a good problem when guys are getting hurt, but it's a good problem when other guys are coming up and stepping up and doing good things for you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. That's Ryan Vogels. All right. What do you think of him?
Good. Yeah. Why? You know, there's, like I said, when you've been around a little while, you kind of get wise, and you know, we talk about the heartbeats a lot, and he's got one of them, and I think that's what we try to just pass on to all these young guys. You know, slow it down, take it easy, relax in these games, and enjoy it, and have fun in these competitions.
Well, for some, like Tomlinson or Marlon Byrd, they haven't seen Giants-Dodgers yet. Is someone going to sit down and explain it to them, or it just happens?
I think we're just going to let that happen. And, you know, obviously, Marlon's had some success with the Dodgers, and we're gonna hope that he continues to have that. But Kelby, you know, he said it yesterday. He, growing up in the yard, you don't dream of getting base hits and slapping balls the other way for a knock. You know, you dream of homers, and he did it yesterday. So, you know, the guy's been great, and he's kind of just come in, done his work, been quiet, but enjoys it. He's having a great time, and that's what you like to see. You want to see guys smiling out here because that means you're doing good things.
Yeah, all right. It seems like everyone's ready for September. You guys don't seem nervous at all. The game has slowed down, and that's what you have to do, really. So I like that. The philosopher is not nervous. He's ready to go, and you've had a lot of games this year, about 26 innings, maybe 55 games or something, but you've been busy. You've been busy. All right, any questions for me? I always give you a shot here to ask one. I'm going to let you go back into the UVA degree here of being a guy who can speak on his feet, and here we go.
I'll ask you one, just because you recently had Chad Schaap, and I know that the communications major that he is, he's a master of master disguise, I'd like to say. He's got plenty of skills out there, and I want to know how you would assess his Q&A with you.
Well, I thought it was great, and Chad Schaap is the batting practice pitcher, but this is a guy who was a position player for Washington and could hit. He was a good player. And, of course, he went up in classification, couldn't hit anymore, and he leaves the game and becomes a fireman. And he's a fireman, but he still had that desire to play baseball, throw some BP to some kids. He meets Hunter Pence. The next thing you know, he's throwing BP in the big leagues. That's a baseball story. So I like it. I like the guy.
Yeah, he's been great. And that's why I asked that question, because, you know, what much like he does with you and like you do, you like to tell stories. The guy's done it as well. And he's saved lives. He's put fires out. He's thrown great BP. I mean, he's got stories for days. And, yeah. And if you ever want a nice poker game, I'm going to let you know that he's a guy that can handle his cards or cribbage as well, if that's your fancy.
All right, as long as he's got the money, that's what counts. All right, next time we'll talk 2 weeks, and by that time we'll be down into the 20s of games to go, so it's going to be interesting. But Avi, great to have you take us through this season. And what I noticed today with you, the calmness, and I think that's the key to baseball right now. And you're calm, you're the veteran, and I think that's what people see, so I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, anytime, Marty, and I look forward to the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, good. All right, that's Javier Lopez, the philosopher. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.